To be the best, you need to play with the best. You might not have your own personal high-level circle of women yet, but you can hang with us on the Female Millionaire Show. I'm Midori Verity, serial entrepreneur for over 25 years, and I interview badass female founders and cut through to what you really need to know. So in 20 minutes, you have what can take years to learn. If you're wanting to play bigger, come play with us. Join the Female Entrepreneur Revolution today. Cheers. Okay, we are here with someone who is just this refreshing type of air. And I'm so excited to have Erica with us. Her name is Erica Page. She is a stylist, a fashion stylist. And I don't know about you all, but so many of us have been sitting behind our computer in our house because we're not leaving anymore. We have our home offices. And I feel like our fashion, and I am speaking about myself, our fashion has gone down. So we need women like you, Erica, to help pull us out. I'm looking at, so those of you who are listening, you need to go check out the Zoom because you'll see her background and she has like cool clothes all behind her. I told her, I'm like, I want a fashion show. There's feathers and boas and like, but cool colors. And I'm just feeling inspired already. So tell us about you, Erica. Tell us about, you know, what made you decide, I want to start a new store and it's called Pivot. And I want you to talk about what you have going on, but talk to us about you first.
So yeah, I have always been like a fashion girly. It's really innate in me. My mom used to like fight with me in preschool because I would change my outfits 3 times a day. And she was like, I don't know what to do with this child. Like something's wrong with her. And I just have always been really drawn to that. And I have an eye. So I can like look at someone and I know exactly like how I would dress them. And so it kind of was a really natural progression. But Pivot is a designer resale boutique here in LA. We just opened in Woodland Hills, actually. So any of you that are local, please come see us at the store. And I have been a stylist for over like 11 years now. I kind of fell into it in 2012. I was fresh out of college. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And I met this woman who was working at Elise Walker, which is a boutique in the Palisades here. Very high end, really curated. And she was also selling her friends and her clients Chanel bags on eBay. And this was before like the real or all this saturation that we have now. You like, no one knew you could go on eBay and find a handbag back then. They were still doing like baseball trading cards. Okay. So we were ahead of the curve in that sense. And basically we like fell in love instantly. She was like, I think this could be a business. I sat in her pool house all summer, listed, photographed. And before we knew it, there were women dropping off trash bags full of stuff to sell. And it kind of exploded from there. We were like, let's get a store. And that's how Get Dressed, my first store, was born. So we had a brick and mortar store in Pacific Palisades. And it just kind of took off from there. And that's where we were like making policies as we went, just like flying by the seat of our pants. Totally happenstance and just like the way the universe intended. And so I was there for almost 8 years. And then I had to pivot. We had Rick Caruso, who's a big developer down here, bought the street. So we went through 2.5 years of construction and the store was completely obstructed. And it took a significant hit, of course. So after the construction was over, it was either sink $125,000 into the business, or I can start over from scratch. And I'm like turning 30 in 2 weeks. And I'm going like, okay, I can go into debt. And I'm, you know, I'm so enmeshed in this store because it's like, I've spent my entire 20s sitting here building this business, meeting everyone in the community knew us. And it was just like the fun place to hang out. And I was so proud of everything we did. But ultimately, I decided, you know what, I'm going to bet on myself. I can do this again. I can start over. And that's when Pivot was born, was July of 2019.
Okay. And then we had the pandemic. That's awesome. Your timing is great, Erica.
I know. So I opened, luckily, and I have to give her props. My mother-in-law has been in retail forever. And she was really the one who was like, you know what? Start over. You did it once. You can do it again. She had a store up in the Beverly Glen Center. She was like, I'll give you the back space of my store. And I didn't take any consigners from Get Dressed. We split and I was basically starting from nothing. I took like four of my mother-in-law's handbags and propped them up in the store. And that was our merchandise to start. And I realized that there is, you know, fashion gets a bad rap because it's all like exterior and it's labels and all of this. But what I learned up when I started Pivot was it's connection. And what's more vulnerable than going into someone's home, let alone their closet? And, you know, you have to trust the person that's coming in. And so it really was about building those relationships with those women who trusted not only my eye, but everything. I could call them and say, we got this piece in, they run into the store. And it really became this like beautiful synergy. And then of course, COVID happened. But it was just, I mean, I've always loved having stores. I think like the brick and mortar experience has kind of gone away since COVID. So I'm happy to see it kind of coming back. But yeah, I mean, I've had to pivot this business 100 times. Like I'm constantly reinventing myself. There's not a day where it's like, oh, everything's calm and it's going great. I mean, there's always something that's kicking up in the background.
So. And I have to say, Erica, that having owned businesses for almost 30 years, it's the name of the game. It's how quickly can you be resilient?
Yes.
And whether it's pivot or fold and start over, it's how much do you rebound? How quickly can you rebound? That really is the name of the game because it's a journey. It's not a sprint.
Yep.
And that's something for everyone who's listening. When you hit, you know, none of us saw the pandemic coming. We can't plan that. And that's when I started Fuel the Fire, which is my newest business, because what I was noticing is these women, not just women, men too, who had businesses that, you know, when the pandemic hit, everything was turned upside down and shooken up and like, holy crap. And they froze and they didn't know what to do. Yeah. Having gone through this so many times, whether it was a recession, whether it was, you know, a giant employee issue or something else, it's just kind of part of the journey.
Yeah.
And it becomes this kind of knee-jerk reaction, like, okay, here's the new thing. What are we going to do? And that's why I'm like, Fuel the Fire is so needed right now. We need a community for women to come where they can talk about the real shit going on. Right. And get support from people who speak their same language, you know, not just your friend down the street or your mom, because they don't know and they don't care.
Yeah.
Let's kind of support each other and help us get to that next level because we're all in this together. Totally. Okay. So you have this business since 2019. What has been your biggest challenge since you started?
Definitely COVID, isn't it? Like that's everyone's answer to that question in that time frame. But you know, it's all consignment based on the resale side. So I had an option. I could give everyone their stuff back when COVID hit. We were closing the store. And I just decided again, like, I'm going to bring it to my home office. I had racks packed in here. And luckily, my consigners were gracious enough to let me do that. And I was just like, let me just shift to like a fully e-commerce model, which I wasn't really doing. I mean, we were just selling straight out of the store. So I had to get on Instagram and start getting into the whole social media selling of it all, which luckily worked in my favor because I'm just like a psychotic person that gets on there and says whatever I'm thinking with no filter. But that was really what grew the brand. And then also the styling portion, because there were some people, I mean, we were pretty locked down in LA, but there were people that wanted to just reorganize and get everything, you know, they were home and it was finally, they had the time where they could go through the closet for hours on end. So the styling is really what kept us afloat during COVID. And then, you know, once we finally got out of all that, then I had to pivot again because now everything's open again and people want that in-person shopping experience. So then I was in the pop-up game for an entire year. But it's just, you know, it's like when you hit a roadblock, I always, instead of kind of taking it in and seeing that as a failure, I just always think of it as like, okay, what's next? How can we kind of reinvent it and make it work? You know, my biggest fear losing Get Dressed, my first store, was the biggest, scariest thing already happened. So now I just became a little more resilient every time. And with Pivot, it's like, I'm just not giving up, period, no matter what. So
I love that.
that's the message, that's what we do here.
I just had that conversation with someone earlier today, and she's saying, you just have to know where you want to go and just be determined to get there no matter what
Totally.
and keep taking steps forward. It may take you longer than you thought, but you just keep taking steps forward. So,
And it might look different too. There's a million different ways to get to where you're going, and you have to be really flexible with that. And I'm kind of a control freak in that way. So that's what I work on, is just maybe the staircase looks a little different, but we're gonna get to the top.
yep, I
Yeah.
love it. Okay, so now I want to talk about fashion
Okay.
a bit more because working with women, in fact, I have this one client who she's incredibly bright. She has a PhD, she's been a professor, very successful. But I went to an event, a business event with her a couple months ago. And I remember her saying, you know, Midori, when I first got into this whole business entrepreneur type of thing, I thought, it doesn't matter what I look like. And in my head, I'm like, oh, it does. It does. And then she said she got it. She realized, oh, you know what? The way I show up and I appear is how people are going to relate with me. And I think it goes even further. And you mentioned it in your bio that it's internal. The way that we feel internally shines through. And that goes along with the clothes, I feel like. So it's so hand in hand.
I think you need to look at it as like a tool. You wake up in the morning. For me, this is kind of my armor. This, like, I become the person I think I am in my delusional head when I'm dressed properly. So that's how I've always looked at it. I mean, I've seen it time and time again in my closet edits, and especially in the store. I actually had a girl come in the other day, and you could tell she was kind of insecure. And I'm like pulling her shirt up and throwing things into the dressing room and like, here, try this, try this. And she was so overwhelmed by me. But in the end, we got like her fully dressed, five outfits. And she was like, I want to tell you, I just lost 100 pounds and I'm not comfortable. This is the first time I felt comfortable in my new body. And thank you. And it's like, am I doing the Lord's work here? I don't know. But it was the most moving thing. And I think if you can come at it from that side, then that makes it so much more inspiring,
I think that's amazing. We don't know people's journey, right?
Totally.
We don't. And so, but the right piece of clothing can make such a difference. And I'm looking at your background. You have fun clothes behind you. I see a lot of furry things and glittery
I mean, I
things.
love feathers. I'm like anything that's embellished, that's bright. I don't wear a ton of black normally. I'm just like the biggest, boldest thing I can find is what I gravitate toward. And I just want women to feel like so many times they'll come in and they'll say, oh, I could never do that. I could never wear, And then you get put it on and you're like, yeah, of course I, why can't you? Said who? Who set up that standard, So I'm constantly pushing people to just get a little bit outside of their comfort zone. And they seem fairly happy there once we get them there.
Yeah. So when women come in, you can kind of tell when they walk in, there's a certain demeanor that they have, a certain aura, right? And so you said you can kind of picture what will be right on them. It's almost like it's like a calling, like, oh, you need this dress, you need this jacket, you need this jewelry. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, and then I think too, it's just like playful. Some people get so wrapped up, like, oh, I'm not, I my body's this, so I can't wear that. It's like, well, try to size up. I'm a big fan of like sizing up. I'm an extra small, but I'll put a large on and I'll tie it a different way, or I'll pull one shoulder off and tuck it in. And it's just like make it a playfulness instead of being intimidated by it. And that's really what we try to do, at least in our store. But I think if we could take that intimidation factor out of it, everyone would be a lot happier.
So I want to do something. Like I want to play with you more after, just moving forward because I'm all about helping women level up, right? Because I believe that women need to change the world. It's up to us because right now things are a mess.
Well, we saw where they got us, so it's our turn now.
It's our turn now. Yes. And so that has been kind of my whole mantra for this year moving forward, not just this year, but moving forward. And I would love to see like how we can kind of like help women find these clothes that where they tried on, they're like, oh my gosh, I would have never ever worn that or thought that, but I feel like a million bucks and I'm ready to go. Let's go do it. I think that we can do something there.
Sure. So right? Last year I launched my first collection, which has been like a dream of mine to design. And it was multi-wear kimono dusters. So if you go on the Instagram shop.pivot, you'll see all the different iterations. But basically, it's a kimono duster that you can tie as a dress. You can wear it as a top. You can wear it as a skirt. And that was really, they're all one size. And it was just my way of showing people there's so much to be had here. Like, don't feel intimidated by it. Just try it. If it doesn't work, we'll find you something else that does. But at least put yourself in a position to give it a try and see what happens, because it might just change your entire demeanor and the way you kind of saw yourself previously.
And I think that's it, right? We have this vision of ourselves, but we need to get outside of our own bubble to go meet people like you who say, no, you need these feathers. It's going to change your life, right?
And then and
you
it will. Like,
oh, hey, yes, I can definitely do this. So I think there's so much more. There's so much more meaning and psychology behind what we put on. But I love your approach of just, it doesn't need to be so serious. We can have fun and live well and do all the things that we want to do.
For sure.
Awesome. Okay. So you said your website, say it one more time. Where do we go to find
it? So shoppivot.com is the site. And then on Instagram, you can see me, all the fabulosity and the foolishness that go into what I do over there. But that's shop.pivot on Instagram. And then, you know, styling inquiries, just email me directly, Erica at shoppivot, if you're local to LA. And please come into the store. We have a beautiful back garden now too. So I want to start doing more event stuff and community outreach. And I've brought on some like local female owned, you know, vendors to come in. And, you know, there's just so many, there's so much more to do. There's not enough time in the day, but it's so, the journey is the best part. Like, I'm just having the best time.
That's awesome. And that's what I want all of you listeners to take away from this conversation is running a business is hard. We all know that. But we can choose to enjoy it more. And fashion is one of the ways that we can kind of let ourselves be more free and step into the woman that we want to be and have a good time. And so I'm inviting you all to go check her out. Go get, I want a kimono wrap. I want to see these because that sounds so much fun.
I'll send you one.
And yeah, I'm gonna rock that out. Thank you so much for being here, Erica,
Thank
and I look
for
forward to
me.
Seeing you.
Of course. Yeah. You know where to find me.
I do. And you all do too. And so make sure you tag us when you get your kimono dress or anything else, and we'll rock that. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Have a good one.